Well, let's give this a try and see what happens. It's the news according to me. In the background, you can probably hear the cat plugging away. Cat is here again. I'm here at home. It's my executive producer crawling around at my feet here. And most importantly, I have some apple cider here in my cup. The cat's going to bite me now. I think he knows I'm talking about him. Shh. Yeah. So I just wanted to give an update. Last night, I was kind of waiting on this whole, Rittenhouse thing. I wanted to talk a little bit about some other things, but with the FBI and some general things that have been going on. The goings on, as they say. However, I don't, now the cat has jumped up onto my desk now. This should get interesting. Typically likes to walk around on top of the keyboard. Could potentially cause some problems. Yeah. I don't know if you can. No, it's, there he goes. He's going to disappear back behind my monitor. Hard telling what's going to happen now. If sparks start flying and I start catching on fire, I'll upload this really quickly so that you'll know what's going on. You can call 911 for me. He just disappeared behind the monitor. What could possibly go wrong? So it's probably going to chew on some cables or something. Sure. Nothing bad. Anyway, on with the show. We have an interesting, last night I was kind of zoomed in on what was going on with the whole trial thing, with the Rittenhouse trial and what was happening in terms of what the jury apparently is asking for. There are some signs in this that they are trying to do what they can to convict him of something. And it seems that a big part of this issue is they're actually going with the prosecutor's lead. In my opinion, I think the prosecutor, in my opinion, is prosecutors completely inept and incompetent. And for a couple of different reasons, and I'll get to that a little bit. Not for just the obvious reasons, but there's also some other reasons that I'd like to bring out, some things that I'd like to point to your attention. To bring to your attention, the nature of what they're asking, and it seems that they're going down this road of provocation. That's a cat's tail. the prosecutor, and I think wrongfully so, I believe misled the jury, and I can't believe that the judge didn't step in and correct him. But I think the case of the judge stepping in so many times, I think he was probably just tired of just having it be another issue that he would have to confront. I think he was just kind of zoned out about what the guy was. I don't think he was paying attention to what the guy was saying, because when he told the jury that if you were provoking someone, you don't have a right to self-defense after that. Really? So, walking up to someone and saying, if I see you down here later, I'm going to kill you. If I walk up to you and tell you that, just start using the F word. Saying that I don't care if I go back to prison. And then after you put out a fire that I just started to do more damage, you put out the fire and I get mad and irate and I start threatening you. And you point a gun at me. You have now given me the right, or you've lost your right now to self-defense. It's that idea is the most ridiculous. You never lose your right to self-defense. Okay, I don't care if you provoked someone and you start calling them names, whatever it is you're doing. The lunacy of this is just it's so one-sided, and I guess that's what I'm getting at. If one person considers what provocation the other person, if you're just carrying a gun, to some people that's provocation. They're threatened by that. Just having a gun, it threatens some people. Well, I'm sorry that you feel that way, but it's completely lawful for a reason. And it is intimidating, and it's supposed to be intimidating. He was carrying a really, they keep saying, a really large gun. He had this really large gun, this huge gun, this massive gun he was carrying around. Yeah, it's a rifle. It's not a handgun that you put on the side of you. And there's a reason for carrying that kind of a gun. There's a reason our military carries those, by the way. They don't just walk around with sidearms. It's because it in one sense, it is intimidating. If someone is legally and lawfully and carefully carrying a gun around, properly carrying it around, you don't want to mess with them. Any sane individual is not going to mess around with that individual. Now there's this question of this high resolution video, and apparently there's a picture that was captured on the video, and they used some other kind of software to enhance the picture. Now, this software, in my opinion, did not do a very good job of enhancing the picture, and it does make it look as if Kyle is standing there holding the gun with his left hand. In other words, his left hand is on the, you know, he's holding it across his right shoulder and pointing it. It makes it look that way. Now, everything else, every time he's ever seen with that gun and the way it's strapped onto him, it looks like he's obviously right-handed and carries it in his right side, and he would use it on his right hand, with his right hand. Right-handed, I should say. But this picture, the way they pixelated and the way it happens, the way it comes out, it kind of gives you this really bad, like, 80s 7-bit kind of look to it. And it kind of looks like maybe, but now, if you really look at it carefully, you can tell it, if obviously the gun is very straight, it's not curved, the stock is not curved down, he would be pointing it up in the air. About almost a 45-degree angle up into the air, which makes it pretty obvious that really what we're looking at is the strap going across his shoulder. We're looking at the strap, not at the gun stock, because the strap goes from right to left across his chest, from his right shoulder to the left side of his abdomen, right around his waist. And it's very tight on his body. It's not. It doesn't slap around, doesn't flop around. It'd be very difficult for him to get it onto his left shoulder because he's wearing it in a way that goes for a right-handed carry, right-handed draw. It makes no sense. But these are these people are not experts, obviously. I wish there was. I hope that there is someone on this jury who has some kind of firearms background and understands what firearms are about. One of the things, I guess, I thought that this thing would be settled the first day, after they started deliberations the next day. Now, my reason for that was because there were some very obvious things here. It just needs to be done. It shouldn't even come to trial. One thing that, and I'll get back to this prosecutor, and to just explain his ineptness and his understanding of the law. This guy is a grandstander. This is his opportunity to be the big guy. He's hoping that this advances his career for the rest of his life. One of the charges against Kyle was that he was carrying a rifle, and he's only 17. And, of course, the news media got a hold of this and said he was carrying a gun. So that's part of their little repertoire. He crossed state lines. He picked up a gun, crossed state lines, went down to Kenosha and started chasing protesters around. Started randomly shooting people. He's an active shooter. And that's not at all what was going on. The gun was kept at his father's or stepfather's home in Kenosha. He works in Kenosha. Kenosha is about 15 to 20 minutes away from Antioch in Illinois. He basically lives on a border town. He is allowed to carry, open carry, a long rifle, long gun, as a 17-year-old. In other words, he did not break the law. The judge asked the prosecutor after this whole thing, the defense asked for these charges to be dropped after citing the law. The judge looked at the prosecutor and said, was it illegal? The prosecutor says no. He drops the charges. The judge dismisses the charges of the weapons charge that was against him. He did not cross state lines with a gun. And he was carrying a gun that technically belonged to his stepfather. But he was, you know, legally allowed to carry it. He didn't steal it. It was supposed to be his gun, but his father-in-law was keeping it. The incompetence of a prosecutor pressing charges against someone who he should have known the law, first of all. How ridiculous is this? I'm going to charge you with a crime, but you didn't break the law. Maybe you should look and see what the law says before you charge somebody with it. This gives you some idea of the recklessness with which the charges were brought against Kyle. 48 hours after this whole thing happened, he's pressing charges against the guy. Now, another part of this case, and this is a weird thing that's happening right now, and a lot of legal folks, I think the defense team is a little bit bewildered by this. I kind of think I know what the judge is doing here, and I don't think it's – I don't – Up until this point, I've kind of respected this judge, but I think he's waffling here on this issue. The defense initially brought a motion to dismiss with prejudice. In other words, it would drop the case and it would not be able to be recharged. There's been some speculation because this prosecution has been so inept and so terrible. That they believe, some legal minds are saying, this is so ridiculous, it's almost as if the prosecution is trying to get this case messed up. It's like they're trying to get it a mistrial. They're trying to, and I have to agree, it's almost as if these guys are trying to fail because I didn't even think about this angle. One particular commentator said, it's almost as if he's trying to keep from getting a loss. This prosecutor doesn't want to lose. He wants to get off on some kind of technicality and have everything put on the judge or the system. Another guess here, nobody wants to take responsibility for this, first of all. The judge, the prosecution. If he is found innocent, they know that there are, you know, the National Guard troops are sitting in Waukesha right now, about an hour to an hour and a half away. In terms of, that's not driving time, that's how much time it would take them to mobilize and get there. Well, the question I have, of course, is where were those National Guard troops on the third night of all the rioting in Kenosha when this incident happened? It's a bizarre, this whole thing is bizarre, and just, you have to keep in mind, this was all going on at a time when there was an election going on. This was pre-election. They needed to have the country look like it was falling apart in turmoil. They needed the chaos. They loved the riots when it was Trump's America. This is what's happening in Trump's America. I saw people on Facebook when this pandemic broke out and things started falling apart, and then we started having riots. I saw people saying, I told you if Trump took over, this is what we were going to have. Now we have, you know, disease, and we have people breaking out in the streets. We have people dying. We have all these riots breaking out. The economy is shut down. Who caused all this? This was not caused by Trump. These are people, of course, that when they found out that the riots weren't polling so well, they started clamping down on the riots. All of a sudden, the Chaz thing and the CHOP, whatever it was out there in Seattle or wherever it was, they started closing some of those things down. Because they realized they weren't popular. This situation was in the midst of all that. It was a politically charged situation from the beginning. The cops were told to stand down. They were basically beaten back by the, you know, they weren't allowed to patrol the area. They were beaten back by the political system at the time. Because they had to make Trump look bad. Look what happened under Trump. As if Biden's going to step in and be the law and order guy. There were a lot of people running around with guns that night, by the way. In fact, I think the night before, the police were confronted with some protesters that had long guns. They were doing damage to some of the vehicles. Some of the police vehicles. As Kyle approached them, wearing a long rifle, he approached the Bearcats or whatever they are, those armored vehicles, personnel vehicles. There was two or three of them sitting at this one street. He went down there to see, to turn himself in, to report what had happened. He did that, by the way, immediately after shooting the first guy. And on his way to go, he was telling people he was going to the police. And they were still trying to stop him. Let's talk about vigilantes now. They're accusing Kyle of being a vigilante. These people who are trying to stop Kyle from going to the police are the vigilantes. They want mob justice. They want street justice. They're attacking him. By the way, there was a man attacked with a skateboard, one of the riots, 2 or 3 months prior to this, who has now, he has permanent brain damage. He could have very easily been killed. By the way, a skateboard is a deadly weapon. When anybody ever wants to, whenever they start talking, oh, well, he got hit by a skateboard. Ooh, big boo, big woo-hoo. Excuse me, come over here. I would like to slap you upside the head with a skateboard maybe once or twice and see how you start feeling about that. You're just going to go, oh, big deal. That tickles. Is that what you're going to say? especially when you're surrounded. There's gunshots going off. Before Kyle did the first shooting, by the way, there was someone shooting warning shots into the air. Kyle has no idea that those shots are going into the air. All he hears is gunshots. And this crowd is turning on him. When he talks about it, he has a panic attack. I saw some footage that I had not ever seen before, and I don't know that I've seen it since. I've only seen it one time on one report. After he turned himself in, he went into the police station that night then, finally, because as he was approaching these Bearcats and stuff, they heard that there was someone was shot and was down. And so the Bearcats were all mobilizing. About the time he was turning himself in, they told him to get out of the street. They thought he was one of these other guys with long guns. They didn't realize what he was doing. And they drove off, and nobody talked to him. They just told him to get out of the street. And they took off down to where the incident happened. You know, they don't expect the shooter to come out to talk to him. Now, there were a lot of things that Kyle did wrong in terms of self-defense here. He could have handled the situation differently. Things could have happened differently. He probably would not have had to. He just wasn't well enough trained. One of the things that would have been really helpful in this situation is if he would have had some non-lethal options before he shot that rifle. I'm not saying he wasn't justified in shooting a rifle. He absolutely was. But there were other things he could have used. However, that would have been considered provocation as well, I'm sure. Anything he would have done at this point, he could have kicked the guy in the head, and that would have been provocation. Anything he would have done at that moment, because this crowd did not want him around because he was spoiling their parade. He was, you know, putting out their fires. But this jury now, this is really concerning me. And I have no problem with them taking their time on this. What I do have a problem with is the closer we get to the weekend, I'm expecting some kind of a verdict to come out today. Now, the judge, in my opinion, is going to see, he's like, oh, let's see if they come back with an innocent, if they say he's innocent. I think the judge actually believes that maybe there's not going to be a conviction out of this. Because the judge knows there shouldn't be. But I don't trust this jury right now. They're discussing things, apparently, asking for questions, asking to see pictures. They're considering that this provocation angle is actually legitimate. This is very troubling to me. When Kyle was being interrogated after he turned himself in, there's some video of that, and he had no idea there was a camera on him. He was uncontrollably sobbing and having another panic attack. He was basically he was reliving the event as he was describing it, and he was breaking down. Very similar to what happened to him on the witness stand. And of course, Joy Reid comes out and says something about white tears, and white male tears are different than. It goes back to the whole Kavanaugh trial. The confirmation hearing with Blasey Ford. The woman's insane. And that whole thing was fake. She finally admitted that none of it was true. They couldn't verify anything. They couldn't vet anything about this lady. But the left paraded her around and made her out to be this victim. The things that they accused Kavanaugh of were just absolutely disgusting. It was disgusting what they did to him. We have a situation in this country right now where we are rapidly, because our politicians are trying to play both sides of the field and trying to keep their offices. They're not playing hardball, and the left is. These people are playing for keeps. They want to totally annihilate and remove from society certain individuals. They have said that. They want to remove from society. What does that mean? There was a fellow by the name of Mark Dice. He recently was doing some interviews with people on out in California. Of course, now this is California, of course. He was walking around with a petition. He was asking people to sign this petition to prevent people who have not been vaccinated from voting. We're not going to allow people who aren't vaccinated. We're not going to allow them to vote. He got about 100 signatures or something, some ridiculous number. Just standing on a corner of the beach. People just went along with it. Oh yeah, we'll sign. That's the mentality we have right now. This one health system I'm aware of that was allowing anyone with natural immunity. In other words, they were doing the test. They were saying if you have antibodies, which they were testing people and they had antibodies, and they said, okay, you don't have to be vaccinated. If you have antibodies, you don't have to be vaccinated. They were also giving religious exemptions. Now the government stepped in and said, no, you can't allow antibodies to be, that can't be an acceptable exemption. Somewhere the government came up with this study, and it's still very questionable. Nobody made it very public, and nobody knows where it came from or how it was done. There was no peer review of this thing, and it's very speculative that it could have been forged. But the CDC is relying on this one study from the U.S. from a foundation that, by the way, is very very closely related to Dr. Fauci's wife. I should say associated with. The study says that natural immunity wanes and is not as effective. Now it's all over the charts with this thing with natural immunity. The study, the most comprehensive study was done in India, and there was another one done, actually the best one was done in Israel. And they determined that natural immunity was actually 7 times more effective against the Delta variant. The biggest problem we have right now is that the vaccine is not very effective against the Delta variant. And it's troubling and this is why after a few months, people are now getting the booster. In some cases, they're noticing that the vaccine drops down to less than 30% effectiveness after 6 months. The fact that you can still carry the virus with the same amount of viral load as a person who's not been vaccinated. And we're having areas now that are breaking out. The one health system that I'm aware of that's close to me here is having another outbreak. And of course, now they've got people who are they're short-staffed because people are leaving. And so the hospital's overwhelmed. Management is stepping in to scrubs now. Because of the issues they're having. We're more vaccinated now than we were a year ago. Way more. And yet we're having, and you can't just blame this on unvaccinated individuals. Why is it still spreading? The science was telling us that 70% would be herd immunity. Now they're saying herd immunity will not exist. Gibraltar is 99.9% vaccinated, fully vaccinated with boosters. And they're still having outbreaks and talking now like Christmas may be canceled. This, the lunacy of some of this stuff. Somehow I get from the Rittenhouse trial to coronavirus, don't I? So the Rittenhouse trial, it's today I'm expecting something to happen. Now, if it doesn't happen today, apparently the judge is going to wait and see what the jury says. My guess is he's taking, because the defense now has come out and said that they've requested now they put in a motion for a dismissal without prejudice. In other words, they can retry the case. And the reason is because the prosecutor, again, in their incompetence, gave the defense a video file that was in much less resolution than what they had, than what they showed in court, than what the prosecution showed in court. If this had been, you know, they couldn't see the things that the prosecution could see in this resolution stuff, with a higher resolution video. And of course, the defense's argument was we were not provided with the quality of evidence that they had. And that's absolutely, that is right there, flat on its face. And of course, they weren't aware of that until the jury had gone to deliberation. Speaking of which, another thing that I was not aware of when the jury initially went to deliberation, I thought they were being sequestered. I'm flummoxed that they're not being sequestered. How in the world are you going to protect them from getting information about what's going on outside? Now, I'm sure they're going to find out anyway. Because somehow they always do. They know what's going on. They know there's National Guard troops out there. I just can't believe that they wouldn't sequester them. Now, I'm not sure exactly where they're staying or how they're doing this. I don't know if they're staying in a certain facility or what they're doing, but normally a jury is sequestered, especially in something this big. And there's a lot of protections. Now, they apparently are trying to protect them from watching the local news. Because, you know, of course, up until now, I'm sure they had never heard about Kyle Rittenhouse and all the stuff that went on. These are people from this community. They know what's going on. And they know what's going to happen to their community if they go the wrong way with this thing. There's going to be riots again, and people are going to be, you know, things are going to be burned down. There are people who talked about this, made comments, and said, in some ways, I'm glad that they found Chauvin guilty, because if that would have been their community, they wouldn't have wanted to have to put up with the riots that would have happened afterwards. Yeah, again, my cat again is getting in on the show here. He's got his butt here up by the microphone, and he's bumping into it. He wants me to pet him, and his tail is bouncing back and forth and smacking the microphone. He thinks that's funny. He really wants to get in on the show. So the judge has now taken that motion into advisement. Normally that's a decision that's made right on the spot. You know, he might take 5 minutes to make a decision, but that's it. You know, he's saying, let's wait and see what the jury says. He's taking it under advisement and waiting to see what the jury says. In other words, hopefully they'll just find him innocent and we'll move on. Of course, in the jury, he's going to put this on the jury. Now, they've already convicted the judge. The left has already talked about the judge and how he's a white supremacist and he's coddling Kyle and all kinds of interesting things there. Kat's going to step on one of my buttons here in a minute. We're going to have music playing. He's stepping around all over the place here. No, get your nose out of there. No, there's nothing in there. Get out of there. I have a cup full of pens. He likes to play with pens. He's got his nose buried deep into this cup now. Like as if he's trying to pick something out of there. He's gonna step on something here in a minute. We're going to get some weird sounds probably coming out of this. Yeah. Yeah, there he is. Here he comes. I think I'm going to have to start doing this show on video. If the cat's going to get involved, now he's clawing on my screen. That's not going to work. That is not going to work. Yeah. He's going to play something here in any second now. Nope, 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 nope. Come here. Come here, little kitty. That's a good kitty. You're going to lay it down here. There we go. He's on my lap now. I don't know how long it'll last. He's got his claws digging in my leg, but we'll see how that works. Tail's twitching like he's going to do something soon here, but I'm not sure what's going to happen. But I digress. let's talk about inflation a little bit. This transitory inflation issue we got going on. We are headed rapidly towards issues with our financial situation. Now, the gas prices are going to go up. Now, the White House acts like they're concerned, but they're not concerned about gas prices going up, folks, by the way, because they're saying this out loud now. They're saying, well, this is why we need to invest more in green technologies with solar and wind, because, you know, gas prices are going up. And they know it's more palatable for people to say, yeah, we're these gas prices, we can't afford this anymore. We need to go solar. We need to go with wind energy, wind technology, electric cars. They're pushing the issue. They're not just letting the natural market do its thing. The natural market was doing its thing just fine. Tesla is extremely successful. The companies that are trying to compete with Tesla are now looking up. I guess Joe Biden was in, I think he was at a Ford vehicle of some kind, electric vehicle, like a truck, SUV of some kind. And he was messing around driving just about crashed it. He shouldn't be driving anything at all. And of course, this comes back to the whole thing with Kamala. I've been reading more and more about what's going on with Kamala here and what's happened with the, I don't know if you can hear that in the background, the cat is jumping on something out there. I don't even want to go out and see what it is because something fell down, so I don't really care. I've got to go down with the ship here. Apparently there was the part of the rift, I guess, that happened between Kamala has kind of her own little group. Her own little administration within the administration, I guess. Her own peeps, her entourage. And apparently, when she was asked to take over to be the border czar, and then something else, there was something else that she was asked to. Oh, the Indo-Pacific region. She was also asked to be in charge of all that stuff. And they were talking about the root causes. Of immigration issues. She didn't want to do that. She wanted nothing to do with that. And the Biden group, I'm not going to say President Biden, because he's not in charge. He's not coming up with these ideas. He's along for the ride here, folks. He's just going with whatever they tell him. And they wanted Kamala to do this stuff. And, of course, she didn't step up and do any of this stuff. Now, don't get me wrong. She wants to be president. She wants to be the first half African-American, half Indian. By India, I mean, her family's from half of her. I think her mother was from India. I think her dad was from Jamaica. Female president. She would love to have that statue there in Washington, I'm sure. And people still keep talking about Joe running a second term. Oh, this is Joe. Joe's only going to have one term because if he keeps this up, he's only going to be elected once. Folks, he hasn't even gone a year yet. People act like the election is tomorrow. Even the 2022 election is still a year away. Something could happen on November 1st, and it would affect the election one way or the other on 2022. We are a long ways off from this, folks. Now, granted, if things continue to go the same direction they're going right now, where are we going to be a year from now? That's a little bit troubling as well, if you stop and think about that. If they continue the crackdowns, we've had one little respite in this whole thing. The courts now have basically put a stay on the OSHA requirement for the vaccine mandate. Now, this only applies to businesses with 100 or more or over 100 employees. This does not apply to the federal mandate for federal employees and federal contractors. The Office of Management and Budget has still not come out with a definition of what a federal contractor is with regard to subcontractors and other entities that are involved in government contracts. They might be required. In those cases of the federal mandate, there have been zero religious exemptions. You can apply for them, but nobody's been granted one. Mostly because the mandate has not gone into effect, and it's been pushed back now to January 4th. Some of the mandates for some federal, direct federal employees, like people like the military, some of those kinds of things, have rejected it. Now, I guess the Oklahoma National Guard, head of the National Guard in Oklahoma, has basically said they're not going to abide by it, not going to require it. The military whoever's in charge of that, but from the federal standpoint, has come out and said their National Guard will cease to be recognized, which will mean that they will not have a National Guard anymore. It will be a militia, Oklahoma militia. That's fine. They're not going to get federal funding, and they're not going to get a bunch of stuff. They're not going to get all the, they have to come up with their own stuff, which if I was Oklahoma, I'd be saying, yeah, whatever. Okay. Speaking of whatever, here's another little thing in the news. I have absolutely no notes today, folks. I don't know if you can tell. I have no notes. I'm just going from one thing to the next. There's a guy by the name of Gozer, I guess, or is it Gozer? He's a Republican congressman who apparently tweeted or sent out or whatever. I don't know what he did, accidentally, whatever he did, sent out this thing that depicted AOC as some kind of a animation, I guess. It was like a cartoon thing. And it depicted her doing something, I don't know what it was, apparently rather derogatory about her. Because, AOC has never said anything or done anything derogatory towards anyone else or accused anyone of anything, wrongfully. She's, if you remember the dramatic reenactment she did of her near-death experience on January 6th. Where the Capitol Police were trying to come and find her, and she thought they were going to kill her. Capitol Police were running around. Where is she? Where is she? Yeah, it was the Capitol Police coming to protect her. She was in a different building altogether, by the way. She was nowhere near the Capitol building at the time. She was, that's about a half mile away where she was. And and the Capitol Police were coming to, they were in charge of, you know, making sure she was protected. She was hiding from them because she thought they were going to kill her. This is the brilliance of AOC. So someone, apparently this Gozer guy sent out this thing, and it was he got censored for it. Now, I don't know what it means to be censured. I think Bill Clinton was actually censured. But the news media will not talk about that. They're talking about all these other congressmen and people who were censured. I'm pretty sure Bill Clinton was censured in his last term, his last, I know he was impeached by the House. But I don't know. And of course, then when he, when I think when he won, did he win? I think he, well, what was it that happened to him? The Republicans lost, I think, the House or something, the next election. And they blamed it on their impeachment or whatever. So now they're concerned about, if you ever impeach somebody, now we're going to lose. That wasn't the reason. That wasn't the reason they lost. They lost because they were inept. I remember because I was there. I was a young guy. But I remember this stuff, unfortunately. I remember Jimmy Carter. I remember all this stuff. So this Gozer guy gets censored, and it's kind of like, so what does this mean? Well, he's censored for life. It'll probably be on his obituary. He'll always be known as the censored guy. Now, he was taken off some committees, I guess. But if the Republicans step in and win in 2022, they can put him on committees again. It's kind of like, so this is really nothing. If you can censure me today if you want to. I go ahead, censure me. Oh, no, I've been censured. Okay, next subject. It's kind of a, did I talk about a nothing burger? And yet they're spending time doing this. Again, it gives them an opportunity to put on a charade. Apparently, AOC got to have 5 minutes on the House floor to talk about how bad it was. This is their dog whistle. This is their big thing. It's code. This is code for misogyny. Apparently, they know all these codes. I didn't know there were codes out there for stuff. I wonder who the codes are meant to talk to. Why don't they just come out and say what they mean? Instead of talking in code all the time. Apparently the other House members know what the code is. I don't know what the code is, and I'm the one that's supposed to be picking this stuff up. And I don't consider myself someone who doesn't pay attention. There's a lot of people out there who don't pay attention at all. The only news they get is on the sound bites at the top of the hour on their top 20 radio station to listen to, if they even listen to a radio station. You know, they just see these little clips and blurbs from MSNBC and CBS and CNN. And it's usually let's take a look. I've got on my subscriptions, I do subscribe, by the way, to MSNBC and CNN just to see what their things are here. Now, I listen to Newsmax and OAN, and I do have Fox on my thing as well. It's interesting sometimes. The trial for Ahmaud Arbery is also going on right now. It's a whole other thing where these two guys basically, father and son deal, and some other guys involved in it as well. This kid who had been breaking into a construction area. Let's see what we got here. There's Sky News. There's BBC. I watch BBC once in a while. Here's PBS. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is holding a press conference today at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm not going to watch that. Kevin McCarthy. I'm sorry, but you're irrelevant. Talk about someone who is ineffective. This, what else we got here? We got the BBC, men found guilty of assassination of Malcolm X to have convictions quashed. I don't know what that's all about. We have Associated Press, Brussels Christmas tree installation amid virus worries. That's big news. We got Sky News Australia. Now, Sky News Australia is actually an extremely conservative reporting place thing. I got a thing here from Crowder, Stephen Crowder. He did a really good piece on this whole thing with Kyle pointing his gun prior to shooting someone. He never used it as an issue. So we got Jen Psaki. She attributes Kamala Harris' criticism to race and gender. She thinks it's because of what her race is. Mark Dice had something on this morning. I didn't get to see it. Man denied COVID treatment because he's white. It's interesting. What else we have here? CNN. Cheney hits back after Cruz accuses her of Trump derangement syndrome. Now, Liz Cheney and this Kinzinger guy, I think Kinzinger is actually retiring. He knows he's not going to win, so he's just going to retire. But that's their easy way out. That way they can, it doesn't look like they've lost an election that way. Cheney, I think, is going to run for president. She's talking about a bid for president in 2024. Yeah, go ahead and try that. I hope you're running as a Democrat because you won't even get 3% of the vote. I'm sure you won't even make it through the primary. I mean, even in the primary, you won't make 3%. Yeah, you'll be out before South Carolina. I mean, it's going to be zero in Iowa and zero in New Hampshire. Worthless. So BBC now, they're reporting a second lawsuit against Alec Baldwin. The script itself that he was working on for the scene did not call for any gun to be fired. That's why the armorer wasn't there. And they're trying to blame this on the armorer. She wasn't even there. There's been some talk of how in the world the one lady who was shot and killed was shot through the abdomen and the other fellow who was shot in the shoulder. I know that there's been talk about how does that happen? How does this magic bullet, go through somebody's abdomen and end up in somebody's shoulder? Well, it's very possible that the person behind the camera was standing up and the person who was not was sitting down. If the bullet went through her and into this guy's shoulder, it is very possible that it was just one bullet. Because everybody's saying, oh, there had to be more than one bullet. Now, there is some report that there were three shots fired. I think that three-shot thing was earlier in another scene. Apparently there was three shots fired in, because this is why people walked off the set a few days earlier, was because there were live rounds on the set and people left. Now, keep in mind right now, I hate to get into this. This almost seems like kind of trivial Hollywood stuff, but keep in mind that we're coming out of a time of COVID when Hollywood was shut down. These people, I've belonged to a couple groups on Facebook who do like sound, recording guys that do sound engineers, that kind of stuff. They were clamoring for any kind of work coming out of this thing because all the venues were shut down. Hollywood's the same way. They weren't doing any filming. If you can get a job right now working on a set, it's a big deal. Things are just kind of starting to open up again. It's one of the reasons they're not doing much in California right now is because it's all shut down still. But if you can get a job working on a set, that's something you covet. You don't just walk off of that thing. And these people were walking off, a group of them walking off because of the hazardous situations on set. Now, what do you think it was? You think it was power cords? No, it wasn't power cords. It was the issue with the guns on set. And apparently, Three bullets. Three live rounds were fired on set someplace else earlier in the week. So there's issues there. This is just the rumors that I'm hearing. I don't know what's going on really with it, but it doesn't matter. Sky News Britain, there's Sky News Australia and there's Sky News Britain. Sky News is just Britain and then the EU. And Sky News Australia is from Australia, obviously. Let's see if I can find something else here from the AP on this day. We got Global News. That's usually pretty good. Associated Press, Showbiz Minute, Young Dolphin, Dolph Baldwin. Yeah, whatever. So most of this is Sky News Australia because it's morning time and they've been doing their stuff all day yesterday. And we're just starting to get stuff in from the U.S. stuff. So all my past stuff here is all. Yeah, it's all. I don't see any MSN or CNN. Bill Maher makes prediction about Trump's 2024 plans. They're still talking about Trump. It's just all about Trump. Trump right now should be the most irrelevant thing on the planet with regard to 2024. That's 3 years away. And yet that's all that's keeping their ratings going. What else we have here? We have that's CNN again. Same thing. We get Fox Business News. I don't really care for Neil Cavuto, by the way. Robert Grueler does a lot of live analysis of cases. I've talked about him before. Excellent guy to follow. He has his website is called Watching the Watchers. He's a defense attorney, and in my opinion, he should have been handling this case for Kyle. He should have been part of the team because it's this guy. I think he could have argued this case really well and just put it in its place. But I don't know. It's you can't tell, you know, how it's going to go for sure. But we have RT America, Ukraine holding war games on Russian border. Let's see what else we got here. This is all Sky News Australia, mostly Sky News and Sky News Australia. Everything on my feed here is all. See very little. Yeah, wow, boy, it's just nothing coming out from CNN anymore. Maybe I'm not getting notified. That'd be terrible, wouldn't it? Maybe because I was too critical of them. So we have more going on here. We got, let's go back here a little bit. I'm going to go back and see what some of yesterday's things were. PBS NewsHour, Gozer Censor shows dem double standard, according to Representative Malakatis. Yeah, it's ridiculous that they would censor somebody after everything that they've done themselves and deny that they do. Whenever anything happens to them, that they always say, I was hacked. That's what Joy Reid came out with something about gay people here a while back. Very derogatory towards gay. I was hacked. I was hacked. My account was hacked. And they determined that she wasn't hacked. But, you know, she got a little reprimand and she still has a show. It's a show of her own. We have Washington Free Beacon talking about Boebert unleashing on Swalwell. She called the Jihad Squad with Omar, of course. There's a fellow by the name of Jimmy Dore called the Jimmy Dore Show. He's a quasi-comedian political guy. Now, I do not agree with Jimmy Dore's politics in terms of some of the social politics that he's into. In fact, I'm not exactly sure where he stands. He's more socialist, I think, leaning. However, he's very aggressive about finding the truth. Now, it's interesting to, now he's been on Tucker. I think he's been interviewed by some people on Fox. He's been interviewed, you know, it's interesting to hear this guy talk. I mean, everybody wants to see everyone on the planet and everyone in the country, especially have the ability to have a good job, well-paying job, to be able to afford healthcare, to have good, affordable health care, to be taken care of and fed and all those things. We all want to see that. It's how we attain that, I think, that we disagree with each other. And it's when we start accusing Republicans or those on the in the conservative side or those who want limited government of, oh, they just want dirty water, dirty air. They want to see children die. They want to see grandma die. They don't care about people. They don't care about wages. Yes, we do. It's how we get to that point. I'm totally a believer of the idea that self, taking responsibility for yourself and for those around you, without government intrusion, without being compelled to do so, is the reason this country is where it is. It's what made this country a powerful nation. When we see ourselves going towards socialism, we see the erosion of that. Because you can't just guarantee someone something. That means someone is dispossessed. Someone is put out by that. When you say that healthcare is a right, that means a doctor, by being a doctor, is obligated, regardless of whether he's being paid or not, to take care of you. How long is that going to last if nobody can afford to pay him? All of a sudden, it's he has to do it because he's a doctor, so you have the right to have him doctor you. He's got to get compensated for that. You have the right to have health care from anybody you want to. What you don't have the right to do is have me pay for it. You don't have the right to take money out of my pocket to pay for your health care. But we have to figure out a way that you can afford health care. Somehow, there's got to be a way to do that. We can be creative. We can make it happen. However, Jimmy Dore he's gotten into this Kyle Rittenhouse case, and he's realizing what the media, he's said for a long time the media lies to you all the time, and he's got people around him now that are realizing that. Anna Kasparian was one of the people who on the Young Turks that suddenly realized she was being lied to. So many people are coming out and saying they didn't even realize that the two men that he shot and killed, that Rittenhouse shot and killed, were white. The third person he shot, also white. And yet they're making this a race issue. And they didn't want you to know they were white because they could make it a racial issue. He came down and shot protesters. He wasn't shooting protesters. He was shooting rioters. Oh, well, all he did was tip over a porta potty and he lit a fire in a dumpster and he used the N-word. And Kyle shot him for that. No, that's not. That's what the prosecution had the audacity to say. Oh, we got hit a couple times with a skateboard. He came to a fist fight with a gun. He brought a gun to a fist fight. It should have just been a brawl. I can show you video after video of people who tried to protect their businesses with no gun. And they were beat down with fists. And left permanently damaged. One person was killed. And there's probably more than that, but we just won't be told about it. Don Lemon has the audacity to say, imagine if Kyle Rittenhouse would have been a black kid. Yeah. We wouldn't have heard about it. That's what would have happened. Like the school shooter down in Texas, the black kid who went home the next day, not being charged with anything, shot four people. Did anybody hear about that? So we have Rebel News. Boy, I kid you not. There's just nothing coming up here with. I normally get all kinds of stuff in my feed with. I'm not getting anything from CNN or. That's kind of amazing. CBN is. There's CNN. Paul Gosar defends posting violent video of Ocasio-Cortez. I haven't seen the video. I don't know what it's about. I I don't really care. I don't give this stuff time of day. It's just not. Public, there's PBS, NewsHour, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin gives remarks at the Pentagon. Yeah, I don't see anything else here that's, it's amazing. You would think I'd be getting more feed from that. I'm just kind of amazed. So now I'm just taking up your time. Okay, I apologize. I'm just kind of off in la-la land here. Everybody's waiting to see the, of course, now they're watching the Arbery trial. It's all happening now. Part of the politics of this whole thing is that they have to have, there's a few things they have to have in place that they're planning on for the 2022 elections. Now, keep in mind, they need to have the pandemic continue on into the 2022 election until November. The reason it is because they need to continue this emergency situation where they have to have mail-in ballots. And of course, they want to lock everybody down probably if you haven't been vaccinated. This is what they're doing in Austria. Austria right now has a 3-week lockdown of anybody over 65, anybody who's not been vaccinated. And if you have been vaccinated, but you haven't had the booster, if you're over 65 and you haven't had the booster shot, you're considered unvaccinated. Even though you've had two shots, you are now unvaccinated. That's how effective this thing is. Less than a year, folks. Less than a year, you've had your two shots. You're fully vaccinated. Maybe you just got fully vaccinated. Maybe you just got your shots 3 weeks ago. You're now considered unvaccinated. Lockdown, 3 weeks. Nice. So on a whim, they can just do that to you. Because see, they've divided and conquered you now. They've got you divided into a smaller group. Well, there are those fully vaxxed and there are those who haven't had their booster now. So that's a smaller group. Now we can lock you down because we won't get protests. Because everybody else who's been vaccinated isn't going to protest. Or very unlikely they're going to protest. Well, they're going to go about their business. Well, you should have got vaccinated. Should have got the booster. I've heard that from fellow workers. Well, you should just, why don't you just get the shot? Oh, yeah, just get the shot. Sounds simple. Yeah. And I could. It's very tempting. Just go ahead and get it. Who cares? I'm 60. How much longer could I last anyway? I'm concerned. I'm very concerned about some of the issues, the long-term issues with this booster thing. But more so, it is a civil rights issue I'm willing to fight. And maybe I'll die doing it because I'll get the disease. I've already had COVID. But if I get COVID and I die, so be it. And I know that sounds crazy. Well, you're endangering everybody else. No, I'm not endangering anybody any more than, in fact, the people who are endangering people are more the vaccinated individuals who are walking around asymptomatic and carrying the virus are more dangerous to the population. You see, this vaccine is not doing what we thought it was going to. I think people are still under the impression that the vaccine, for some reason, is protecting themselves and others. And it does not protect you. The only thing it protects you from is having as severe symptoms. The severity of your symptoms are not as great. That's what it's protecting you from. Other than that, you're walking around carrying this thing, and apparently being vaccinated means you can have it more than once. The chances of getting COVID twice, this is what I think the studies are not really coming out and talking about a whole lot. It gets a little bit scary here. If you have been fully vaccinated and the vaccine is doing its thing and you get COVID, there is now some speculation that your body will not have natural immunity from that. But the reason is because the memory B cells, everybody talks about the T cells all the time. The B cells, I guess, are the ones that actually have this ability to recreate the antibodies when needed. That's where the memory is implanted, I guess, in these B cells. You could have no antibodies in your system, and if they test you for antibodies, you could have no antibodies, but your body is able to reproduce antibodies again because it did it once before. So you can contract the virus. Once your antibodies are gone, You can contract the virus again, but your body will fight back really quickly. And this idea that apparently the mRNA vaccines block the ability for your body to create antibodies or to have that memory B cell thing going on. That's where the problem is. Because, and it gets, this gets back to that whole thing with Dr. Malone talking about cytotoxicity and all the things that are happening, what's actually combating the virus itself is the cytotoxicity and not the protein. And that is what triggers the memory B cells. Now, I'm not a biologist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. This is all my opinion. This whole show is nothing but my opinion. It's the news according to me. It's not the news according to somebody who's educated. It's just me with a microphone sipping on my apple cider. It's good apple cider. So I digress. I'm going to have another show this afternoon. I have to because I didn't really talk about much on this one. Once again, I want to thank you for listening this morning. I know it's been a long show. I've been just kind of rambling on. The first half was maybe okay, but the last half was just kind of me rambling, bambling. But that's why you tune in. I appreciate you subscribing and sharing and whatever else it is you do with this podcast. Maybe you just play this, you know, maybe you've got small children that you just want to punish. You make them listen to my show. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Whatever it is, it works. So it's whatever works for you. Whatever gets me listens. By the way, downloads, even if you don't want to actually listen to it or pass it on or do anything with it, maybe you just want to delete it after you download it. Downloads actually help me promote the show. So if you can't give money, I don't raise money in this show, by the way. There's no commercials. So I appreciate it. God bless everybody. Have a great day.